this time, early 40s, 43 onward, it seems you were doing everything at once. You were working in film studios, playing, writing, and continuing to lead the band. How did you first get into the film studios?
Well, while I was in Hollywood, there was a friend of mine named Mike Gould, who'd been a longtime friend, actually, and one of my closest friends. He was working for the music publisher, Irving Mills. And Irving Mills was, I believe, co-producer or in some important capacity on a film called Stormy Weather. And the way I'm told, they were in need of an arranger. And Mike reminded Irving Mills that I was in town and might be available. So he contacted me, and we made an appointment to go to the studio and have a conversation, which we did, which resulted in my starting to do some work on the film. So I was still working at the club, and I continued doing that and getting up quite early in the morning and writing for the, you know, studio and for the film and doing some playing on the soundtrack as well. So that led to other things. You know, I did a number of other things that apparently they were satisfied with the first thing I did. And I guess I decided this was very interesting, and I can't avoid taking notice of the fact that it was rather lucrative, you know. So I was making more money doing that than I was making, you know, with a band at night. So one thing led to another, or one assignment led to another, and finally I, this went on off and on because I still traveled a bit with the orchestra, but come 1946, which I think was probably the last time I played at the swing club because I came back like annually, I played a gig in, I think it was a Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Boston, and following that, disbanded the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.